SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales at sbs.com.au. In this bulletin, an anti-Semitism motion is introduced as Parliament resumes for 2025. A ceasefire is reported in the Congo after rebels seized a major city. And in sport, the Matildas interim coach backs Captain Sam Kerr to return to the field in March. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Allegra Spender and Jackie Lambie have introduced motions on anti-Semitism to federal parliament on its first sitting day of 2025. But it's been hit with some pushback. Liberal Party Senator James Patterson made moves for an amendment to the Senate motion urging mandatory minimum sentencing for anti-Semitism. Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe also proposed an amendment urging the motion to condemn all kinds of racism. Hitting back at the proposed changes, Senator Lambie told the chamber the motion is not about politics or making amendments, but rather about showing the Jewish community Parliament supports them. Ms. Spender says the motions are also about changing the culture of Australia.
We in this House and across the different levels of government have the responsibility to keep the community safe. And that must be the work of this Parliament in the laws, policing, education and justice systems. Some of those opportunities we have this week, including with dealing with the hate crime legislation that is in front of this Parliament and which I seek to strengthen. But this is not just a matter of the laws. It is also a matter of culture.
The Victorian Government has approved a review into justice settings, including bail laws, ahead of dual state by-elections in Werribee and Prahran. With state parliament resuming for 2025, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says the move to review recent bail reforms is not linked to historically poor polling results in Werribee. In 2023, the Victorian Labor Government passed laws to make it easier for low-level offenders to get bail after it was found they disproportionately impacted women and Indigenous people. More bail measures were introduced in 2024. The opposition says the Labor Government must acknowledge the changes were a mistake after several incidents when offenders on bail gained media attention. During question time, Victoria's opposition leader, Brad Batten, raised questions over the timing of this review.
Just last week on Nova FM, the Premier bragged about the Labor government's bail laws, laws which failed to protect 19-year-old Isla Bell, who was violently murdered involving a person on bail. If murder didn't change the Premier's mind on bail laws, what did?
New South Wales Transport Minister Jo Halen has announced she's resigning from her portfolio but will stay on in state parliament after a series of car expense scandals. Ms. Halen has been under pressure after it was revealed she tasked a taxpayer-funded driver to take her to a boozy winery lunch and drop her children off at weekend sport in Sydney. On Tuesday, she announced she was stepping down from the post. Ms. Halen has promised to pay back the $750 cost of the trip, acknowledging it was the wrong move.
As I said on Sunday, I've made some mistakes. People aren't perfect. I did not break the rules, but I acknowledge that that's not the only test here. I've let the public down, and I'm very sorry for that.
US President Donald Trump has agreed to a 30-day pause on his threats of import tariffs against Mexico and Canada after reaching agreements on border security. Days after announcing the US will impose 25% tariffs on all goods imported from both Mexico and Canada, the pause is a cool-down period after fears of a potential trade war. As part of the appeasement deal, Canada is expected to name a public official to combat fentanyl trafficking, list Mexican cartels as terrorist groups, and launch a Canada-US joint strike force to combat organized crime, fentanyl, and money laundering. Premier of the state of Quebec in Canada, Francois Legault, says he still has concerns for the future.
if there is or not some tariffs, we need to have diversification of markets. So it includes working better with other provinces, but also with Europe, with other countries than U.S. We have 71% of our exportation going to U.S. It's a lot too much.
The Rwanda-backed rebels who seized the eastern Congo state of Goma say a unilateral ceasefire will begin on Tuesday. The announcement from the group, known as the Congo River Alliance, follows calls for a safe corridor for aid and hundreds of thousands of displaced people. The group says it has no intention of capturing South Kivu's provincial capital, Bukavu. The United Nations Health Agency says at least 900 people were killed in Goma last week. UN Secretary-General spokesperson Stephane Dujarric says there remain concerns about a lack of food and available resources.
Humanitarian colleagues say they are concerned about escalating health risks with the rainy season intensifying. There are still bodies of people who died in the violence lying in the streets of Goma. Our colleagues tell us that morgues are at capacity and hospitals and health centres are overwhelmed with injured people. While efforts to chlorinate water are underway with the support of our humanitarian partners, the lack of drinking water is forcing people in Goma to rely on untreated water from Lake Kivu.
To soccer now, Matilda's interim coach, Tom Simani, says he expects Sam Kerr to be back playing next month as the team captain fights to clear her name in court. The 31-year-old star striker is facing court in the United Kingdom this week after being charged with racially aggravated abuse for calling a police officer stupid and white. Kerr denies the charges. Tom Somani says despite troubles with a lingering ACL injury, he feels confident Kerr will be ready by March. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Camille Bianchi.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.